Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Risk-off sentiment from Israeli airstrikes on Iran knocked Bitcoin down from around $108,000 to near $103,000 and sent Ethereum below $2,600. The rout triggered more than $1.1 billion in liquidations, with long positions disproportionately hit. Gold and the US dollar surged, while oil jumped above $74 per barrel. Market skews in options fell to their lowest since April, and technicals suggest downside fatigue. On-chain flows showed Ethereum exits from exchanges topping 140,000 tokens, a near $400 million daily outflow and the biggest in over a month. Over 75% of liquidated volume came on Binance and Bybit. Meanwhile, Bitcoin filled a $1,490 gap on CME futures, reinforcing a slide to the 50-day moving average. This sell-off felt as unexpected as finding a secret level in Super Mario Bros. Institutional treasuries are still building. XRP demand from corporate treasuries approaches $1 billion, with Weebus International, Vivo Power, and Wellgistics committing large reserves. Ripple and the SEC jointly moved to release $125 million from escrow, splitting $50 million to the regulator and returning $75 million to Ripple. Solana-focused DeFi development secured a $5 billion equity line to boost its SOL holdings. DWF Labs proposed cutting near-token inflation and buying 10 million tokens if its new plan passes. Regulators pressed ahead. The US House advanced the Genius Act to set stablecoin reserve rules. Senator Cynthia Lummis introduced the Responsible Innovation and Safe Expertise Bill, requiring AI developers to publish detailed model cards while shielding proprietary secrets. The SEC rescinded 14 proposed rules from the Gensler era to ease DeFi custody requirements and classification of exchanges. Decisions on Dogecoin and Hedera ETFs were deferred into July as public comments are sought. Payments partnerships accelerated. Shopify began USDC payments on the Base network with local currency settlements and a 1% cashback incentive planned. American retail giants Walmart and Amazon are exploring dollar-pegged stablecoins pending new legislation. Coinbase announced its Bitcoin rewards card with American Express, offering up to 4% back in Bitcoin and zero trading fees for new subscribers. These moves aim to bring crypto into everyday commerce. Macro outlooks remain supportive. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent forecast stablecoins surpassing $2 trillion in market cap as Congress works on reserve mandates. Coinbase Research sees a second-half Bitcoin rally on 3.8% economic growth and advancing crypto bills. Real Vision analyst Jamie Coutts noted that each 1% rise in global liquidity could lift Bitcoin by 20%, driven by central bank balance sheets and broad money growth. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.